The Australian newspaper described it as one of the most thematically vital Australian albums of the year. Mojo Juju's third solo album, Native Tongue, most recently was named Album of the Year at the National Indigenous Music Awards in Darwin. And the title track was named Song of the Year. Interestingly, the album was in part born out of a journalist's provocation. But Mojo's success was surprising to him. Last year, Mojo Juju spoke with Rudy Bremer about the album that's garnered so much critical success.
I think he was trying to be an ally. I think it was just a weird way of saying it. He was sort of trying to suggest that, I don't know if he was trying to suggest that I might face more challenges. But I think also he was saying, you know, I said, why? You know, why are you so surprised that I've been successful? And he said, well, because you're a queer woman of colour. And I said, and? And he said, well, that's really confronting and it's really challenging for a lot of people. And I said, well, then you're in the position to normalise that. Put me on the front cover.
Do you think that that conversation is what, because this is your third solo, do you think that sort of having a moment like that was the impetus, or am I reading into something and trying to make my own story?
I think it was one of the things that was a catalyst towards making this record, for sure. I think it was an accumulative thing where there were like a whole series of interactions and, you know, like my entire life as well up until this point. But I think in the kind of maybe like the time between my second album and third album and you know, writing the third album, I'd had a series of interactions that really put a spotlight on that for me. And I went, maybe that guy was right in saying that it is surprising, because this industry and this country is really like surprising, still surprising to me. I was like, are we still here in 2018? We're still here? Okay, then maybe I should address these things head on. Like, if you're going to politicize my identity, then we'll talk about it. I'd always avoided it. I believed in meritocracy. Maybe that's naive. I thought I'll be really good at what I do and then people will acknowledge that. But that wasn't the case. And so, of course, you can't help but think all sorts of things, like, is it because of how I look? Or is it because I say what I think? I don't know. So I was like, well, if those doors are already closed to me, then right now it doesn't actually change anything if I was to make an album that said everything that I think. And I was wrong. It did change a lot of things. It actually made people listen even harder. And I think that's unfortunate that I didn't do it sooner. But it just reached a point where I was ready. I was ready to talk about it. I was ready to talk about it in this way. Maybe I needed to get to a certain point of rage and frustration to actually make an album that, you know, because it is, there's reflectiveness, but there's also urgency. Yeah, maybe it was a matter of me just needing to get to that place. All of our freedoms may turn on a dime, and with you and the wind, it's a matter of time till it's gone.
One thing that really struck me is the fact that the album, it feels like one that needs to be listened to as a whole. And that's quite unique at the moment. Like, I think these days a lot of people are kind of really used to just listening to a single, just sort of buying or downloading a specific track.
We definitely consume music in a very different way. And I don't know if I have some particular impulse to make things more difficult for myself. I don't know. But I thought, let's make a concept album. We've returned to the age of the single. I'm going to make a concept album. So you're right in saying, you know, all of the songs sort of link in together. And I guess as a whole, it's about my own individual experience of growing up and living in Australia as a mixed race, queer woman of colour, like, you know, with Indigenous heritage and also as a second generation person. You know, my dad immigrated from the Philippines in the 80s. So it is a, I feel like it's an interesting kind of position to be in, to be sort of reflecting on what my place is in a modern Australian context. But also I think it's a really common story. There's a lot of people that have reached out to me to say that how much they relate. And, you know, another aspect of the album is that I look at family history, I look at my relationship with elders and my relationship to ancestry, how my elders and my ancestors and the decisions that they've made and the challenges that they've faced have informed who I am today. You know, I'm very close to my grandparents. And there's one story in particular that I look at from several angles, which is the story of my grandmother and her parents and their experience as a mixed race couple and how there was a lot of secrecy around that. And as a result, there's a loss of culture. And that is something that, you know, is now several generations deep where you have to like really work hard to recover those details and the connection to family as well as, you know, language and history and, yeah, culture in general.
I don't speak my father's native tongue. I was born under a southern sun. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I belong.
We're going to step to the title track of the album, Native Tongue. This is sort of, it's the one that a lot of people would be familiar with, even if they haven't heard sort of the full album. This is like, it's having a moment.
It is. I didn't expect that. And, you know, I actually had a few people say to me, look, you know, it's good, but it's not really relatable. I don't think it's going to be successful because I don't think people can relate to it. So I wasn't anticipating any kind of response at all. But my gut was, I think this is a song that we should release. You know, it came out with that video, and that was one of the things I think that really convinced me was this, that there were certain people who were like immediately right on board, such as Claudia, who made the film clip, and the Juki Mala dancers who were very much like, we want to be involved. So I was like, okay, let's do this. And yeah, the reaction to it has far surpassed anything that I expected.
My great-granddaddy was Wiradjuri. My father came here from the Philippines. It's where I live, it's where I want to be. So ill at ease.
For me, that song is about, well, it's about, it's a sense of kind of grief and frustration, but mostly, yeah, like a sadness, like a longing to connect to culture and a grief of the loss of culture, the loss of language. I think Indigenous languages in particular, you know, when you lose those things, you're just that little bit further from your ancestors and your culture and your people. I think that is a relatable thing.
I mean, those very first words, "I don't speak my father's native tongue," that is a feeling that so many of us who are Indigenous and don't have our language or only have a small amount of it, people who are part of immigrant Australia and a part of that diaspora, like it's actually a huge chunk of our Australian population, like without even getting outside of Australia. Mind-blowing.
It is a little mind-blowing. I think about it now and I go, yeah, I was probably asking the wrong people. And you just because you can't relate to it, that doesn't mean there's not a lot of people out there who do. And I, you know, now realize, oh, it's such a common story and it is so relatable for so many people. So yes, I'm really glad that in particular the video gave it this vehicle to sort of reach a lot of people, and that those people have kind of responded in the way they have and reached out to me and sort of expressed that. I think that's the most rewarding part of the whole experience, has been hearing other people's stories and how much it has touched them or how much they've been able to connect to the work, because it is their experience as well. My father's native tongue. I was born under southern sun.
Singer-songwriter Mojo Juju speaking with Rudy Bremer about her album Native Tongue. And Mojo will reprise Native Tongue for one night only at the City Recital Hall in Sydney on Tuesday, November the 26th. There are links on our website.